Harare Central Business District today resembled a war zone as municipal police engaged in running battles with illegal street traders. Council police, who were traveling in two trucks packed with stones, allegedly started throwing missiles at the vendors that immediately retaliated. One of the vendors, Chenjerai Mzanenamo, told Studio 7 he survived the stone attacks but lost an assortment of wares.
The life we are experiencing in Zimbabwe is quite difficult because what I've seen today is quite disastrous. I've seen wares of vendors being confiscated by municipal police and severely beating them.
Another street trader, Johannes Mugue, accused the council of allocating market stalls to ZANU-PF activists and some council officials only.
They just started to beat people randomly and confiscating their wares. They are trying to move away the people they think they are opposing ZANU-PF. It's not that they are moving people, they are moving those whom they think they oppose ZANU-PF. There is nothing at the new venue size. There are no customers, no toilets, no sheds. So how can I go there?
This was echoed by Charlotte Chipenda, who said government needs to address this issue by creating a conducive atmosphere in Zimbabwe for the generation of employment for millions of vendors.
It was really uncalled for. They could have done it in a much better way than harassing and beating up people, of which I don't think these people are really municipal police, because the way things are happening, it seems like it's army dressed up in municipal police clothes. So I think something should be done about it rather than us watch and not do anything about it.
Council spokesperson Michael Chideme denied that city police attacked the vendors.
We have a very professional police force, which during the course of its duties today was attacked by a mob. Our professional force managed to remove the ringleader who were throwing stones at our vehicle, and that's when the stoning stopped.
Chideme also dismissed allegations that his council was politicizing the allocation of market stalls.
The registration of members of the informal sector is non-partisan, and it does not look at who, like whether you belong to a political party or not.
The Harare City Council says it is not backing down on its vendor relocation exercise, saying it wants to bring sanity and order in the city. The crackdown on vendors has also spread to other towns and cities, such as Marondera and Mutare. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.